Hey guys, it's me again, Douglas. And do you want to know something about me? I love cookies. Okay, not just cookies, but chocolate chip cookies. And not just chocolate chip cookies, my mom's chocolate chip cookies. They are so good. And when she bakes them, I can smell them all the way up here in my room. And it just, oh man, it smells so good. And they taste even better than that. And one day I was sitting up here and yep, I could smell that great smell of chocolate chip cookies. And so I ran down the stairs, and sure enough, my mom was making some chocolate chip cookies, and I could see them cooking in the oven, and they were all sizzling, and they smelled so good. And so my mom got them out of the oven. She put them on the tray, and you can't eat them yet because they're too hot. If you touch them, you'll get burnt. So we had to wait for them to cool off, and then my mom put them into the cookie jar, and at our house we have this cookie jar. It looks like a cow, and when you open up its head to get the cookies, it goes meh. And so my mom put the cookies in the cookie jar, and I went up to her and I said, "Okay, Mom, can I have some cookies?" And she said, "Yep, you may have 2 cookies." And so I said, "Thanks, Mom." So I just took the 2 cookies in each hand, and I just went, nom, 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 and I munched them up really, really fast. I ate them really, really quick. And I said, "Okay, Mom, I'd like some more cookies." And she said, "Nope, no more cookies until after dinner, otherwise you'll get sick." That didn't make me very happy, because I wanted those cookies. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. If they taste good, I should just eat as many as I want, right? So my mom went into the other room, and she had to make a phone call, and so I knew right then and there that I had to come up with the most brilliant plan to get those cookies. And so what I did was, well, see, here's the problem with the cookies is they were up in the cookie jar, way up on the counter, and I'm not very tall. I'm kind of short, vertically challenged, and so I can't just reach up there and grab them. So I thought maybe if I got a broom, I could knock it down. So I got the biggest broom that we had, but it was really big and heavy. And so I was trying to, you know, walk around with this big giant broom, and I was going to knock it down, but it was just too big. I couldn't control it, and I finally just fell right down. Oof. And so that didn't work very well at all. So I had to come up with a better plan. And I did. I had the greatest idea because last year, for my birthday, I got this awesome bow and arrow set. But not the kind of bow and arrow that's like pokey or hurts people. It's the kind with the suction cup on the end, you know, the kind that go when it sticks to things. And yeah, so I took a rope and I tied it all up around the arrow, and I went into the kitchen and I pulled, and then twang, it stuck right on the very first try. I got the cow right on the first try. I was so proud of myself. I was like master archer or something. And so I pulled on the rope, and the cookie jar fell down on the ground, and it kind of broke into, you know, several pieces. But I grabbed all the cookies and I put them into my short. And the cow cookie jar was just laying there like, and so I thought, that's no good. My mom will find out right away. So I tried to, you know, fix it, but it was still broken, just laying there mooing at me. So I shoved it all under the rug, hoping my mom wouldn't notice, but it still, you could kind of hear it. It was just like, but I thought, you know, maybe she wouldn't tell. So I grabbed the cookies, and I sneak all the way up to my room, and I closed the door, and I sat down on the bed, and I started to eat all those cookies. Okay, there were like 47 cookies, and so I started eating, and I got kind of full after like 2 more cookies, but there, I had to eat all of them because then I didn't want my mom to find them. So I just kept eating and eating, and oh man, You have no idea how sick I felt after eating all those cookies, and my tummy was like this big. It felt awful. And so I just lay down on the bed, and I just, felt so bad. And then I heard the most terrifying sound in the whole wide world. And it sounded like this. It was like step, step, step. It was my mom. She was coming up the stairs. She was coming to my room. So I got under the covers, and I threw the pillow on my tummy because I thought maybe she wouldn't notice. My tummy was so huge if I had the pillow on it. And I brushed the crumbs off under the bed. And she came in, and she said, Douglas, your friends are outside. They'd like to play soccer with you. And, okay, I love cookies a lot. But I also love to play soccer. I like to be the goalie. I catch the ball so the other team doesn't make a goal. And, I'm pretty good at it. I love to play with my friends anytime they can. I couldn't go today because my tummy was this big and I felt awful. So I said, I don't think I want to go and play today, Mom. That's okay. And she was like, well, Douglas, why don't you want to go play outside with your friends? You love to play soccer. And I wanted to lie, but then I remembered that moms have like this superpower where they always know when you're lying. So I had to tell the truth. So I just said, I can't go play soccer because I feel awful. I ate all the cookies and look, my tummy is this big. And she was like, well, Douglas, I told you not to eat those cookies. I told you it'd make you sick. And I was like, I know, but they were so good. I wanted to eat all of them. And she said, Douglas, I didn't just tell you not to eat those cookies because I wanted to ruin your day. It's because I love you and I knew it would make you sick. I don't want you to be sick. You know, sometimes it's like that with us and God. See, in the Bible, God tells us some things we should and should not do. You know, like he says not to lie, and he says not to steal, and things like that. And we think sometimes that, you know, maybe God doesn't really know what he's talking about, and I'm just going to do this anyways. But God doesn't just make up these rules because he likes to ruin our fun. He doesn't give us these rules because he likes to be bossy. He does it because he loves us so very much, and he knows what's best for us. He knows that if we do these bad things that he doesn't want us to do, that it's going to be bad for us, and it's going to be bad for other people too. And so that's kind of what I learned, is that we need to obey God and our parents because they love us, and they know what's best for us. Well, I'll see you guys later. And next time you don't want to obey your parents or God, don't forget that they love you very, very much. And they know what's best. Bye.